السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين، صدق الله العظيم.
Off on the, at the back there, you know, was switched.
Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, wa antumul a'laun, you will remain dominant. Allah ta'ala will give you ghalba. You will remain above. You will remain superior. Only one condition, in kuntum mu'minin. If you are believers, if you truly believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then He will give you all the promises that He has made in the Quran Sharif of dominance, of government, of superiority, of respect, of dignity, of izzat. Everything will be given because it's a promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala does not turn against His promise. کبھی وہ وقت بھی تھا، کبھی وہ وقت بھی تھا جب یہ تھا سارا دیار اپنا، کبھی وہ وقت بھی تھا جب یہ تھا سارا دیار اپنا، کسی شے پر مگر باقی نہیں اب اختیار اپنا، کسی شے پر مگر باقی نہیں اب اختیار اپنا، یہ اب غیروں کا ہے بالکل، کہیں ہم گو ہزار اپنا، سزا اس کی ہے کیوں چھوڑا وہ اسلامی شعار اپنا، سزا اس کی ہے کیوں چھوڑا وہ اسلامی شعار اپنا، مسلمانوں اٹھو بہرے عمل تیار ہو جاؤ، نہیں یہ وقت غفلت کا اب بیدار ہو جاؤ.
So there was a time when the whole world was ours. The whole world was ours. The Muslims may have been in a minority, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire. They came to Africa. All over the world Islam spread. Anywhere in the world that you go, you will hear the azan, you will hear the salat, you will hear the Muslims making dua, greeting with assalamu alaikum. All the Islamic shi'ar, some sign of that you'll find in every part and every corner of the world. So there was a time when the whole world was ours. But at present, he says, there is absolutely no control of ours over anything. It is all belonging now to the ghair, to those who are alien to Islam, those who are disbelievers, those who are nowhere close to the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who have got no deen in them, it's all belonging to them. No matter how much we say it belongs to us, he says, no matter how much we say this country belongs to us, this government belongs to us, no matter how much we say this oil and this gold and this silver belongs to us, no matter how much we say that this land belongs to us, and the military and the army belongs to us, but in reality it all belongs now to somebody else. It's all belonging to somebody else. Absolutely no control. nothing, no voice, no dominance of any kind. No matter how much we say it belongs to us, 55 Muslim countries, but to whom do these countries belong in reality? So much so that those beloved places, Makkatul Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba, which is so dear to the hearts of every Muslim, but even there we say that the control seems to be of some foreign government. And what is this punishment for? Why is Allah Ta'ala bringing about this humiliation and this disgrace upon us? Only for one reason. He says this punishment and this disgrace and this humiliation is coming upon you for just one reason. It's coming upon us for just one reason. Ke kyun choda wo Islami shiar apna? Why did you give up that Islamic identity of yours? Why did you give up those things which were so prominent in every person's life as a Muslim? His fara'is, the namazes which were 5 times a day, the roza, the zakat, the hajj, the transactions, the business dealings, the marriages, the walimas, the dealings and the relationship with one's parents, with neighbors, with society. All those shi'ar of Islam, all those teachings of Islam, all those symbols of Islam, why did you give it up? Because we gave up those symbols of Islam, because we gave up those shi'ar of Islam, therefore Allah Ta'ala has brought this humiliation and disgrace and shame upon us, that we say that they are ours, but nothing is ours. We say the country is ours. We say that 55 Muslim countries are ours, but nothing is ours. So he said, this is the punishment. Tumhara har naye daure hukumat mein badal jana. Tumhara har naye daure hukumat mein badal jana. نمونہ ہو کے بھی ہر قوم کے سانچے میں ڈھل جانا نمونہ ہو کے بھی ہر قوم کے سانچے میں ڈھل جانا رہے حق میں بتوں کے حسن ظاہر پر پھسل جانا رہے حق میں بتوں کے حسن ظاہر پر پھسل جانا جدر چلنا حدود شرع سے باہر نکل جانا مسلمانوں اٹھو بحر عمل تیار ہو جاؤ نہیں یہ وقت غفلت کا بس اب بیدار ہو جاؤ Whenever the government changes, whenever the government of a country changes, then you change with the government. Whatever comes from the government, whatever culture the government belongs to, the government of the time, then as Muslims we adopt that culture. That is our lifestyle. Whatever they say is good, whatever they say is civilized, whatever they say is moral, whatever they say is respectable and honorable, then we will fall for it hook, line and sinker. Irrespective of what Islam says, what Shariat says, what the Quran says, what Deen says, what Allah says, and what His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. That is not our concern anymore. Namuna ho ke bhi har qawm ke sanche mein dhal jana. You were supposed to be the guiding stars. You were supposed to be that sample. You were supposed to be the role models. You were supposed to be the one who was going to lead. But instead of that, you have become led. Whatever is the culture of the people of the time, then you just adopt that culture. There's no more that role model status left anymore. In the path of haq, you just look at that which is on surface and you slip so quickly. We just come a little on haq, and then so quickly we look at that which is husn-e-zahir, the glitter and the glamour that we see around, and then we just slip. Jidhar chalna hudood-e-shar'a se bahar nikal jana. So much so that even in matters of deen, we will go completely outside Sharia. We will go completely out of Sharia, out of Deen, out of the teachings of Islam, and we will label those things as Islamic. We will say that what we are doing is Islamic. But we will go completely off Sharia. We will not even be concerned about what the Quran says and the Sunnah says and Sharia says, but we will just keep giving titles and labels of Islamic, 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 until it will become so difficult for a person to really know what is true Islam. So many different brands of Islam now in existence that a person does not know which is now true Islam. There's so many different Islams, so many different isms, so many different ideologies, and everything we say Islamic, Islamic, Islamic. So much so that even in this jihad that we are talking about, which I, alhamdulillah, fully support for the sake of Deen and for the sake of Islam, or in the defense of Deen and Islam, and in the defense of the territory belonging to Muslims, if there are people that are giving their lives, then we should not shy away. They are giving their lives for the defense of Islam, for the territory belonging to the Muslims, which is jihad. Because they have been attacked, because they are being bombarded, left, right and center. Now at that time we are not going to say, bilkul main to ek haqeer, faqeer, Abdul Qadir hoon, as Hazrat says, aur tum aakar ke meri hukumat le lo, isliye ke hum kisi se ladte badte nahi hai, bas tum bombari karte raho aur le jao sab. Are we going to say that? So if they are giving their lives, if they are fighting for the defense of their territory of Islam, for the defense of Islam itself, then we will not shy away. We will say that they have got every right. It is legitimate. And we should make dua for them. If we cannot help them in any other way, we should make dua for them. But at the same time, in the countries of the world, and even locally, there will be so many people who will go beyond the limits of Sharia when it will come to this spirit of jihad. That is what he is trying to say. Why is Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and madad is being held back in most parts of the world, although so much of sacrifices are being given? The reason is there are large numbers of those people who go beyond those limits. Like if there is jihad taking place there, then there is no justification for the Muslims of Pakistan to topple the cars of innocent people, to burn the homes of innocent people, to burn the shops of those people, to loot those shops. I mean, those are belonging to people, we do not know which side also they belong to. It's just that there's a mob that's going through, and now you start burning, looting, toppling cars. So what's going to happen? Allah Ta'ala's madad will come. It's not going to come. So this is what he says, that when in everything we just go overboard. There are no limits. There is no such thing as following certain guidelines, hudud of Sharia. The day we follow the hudud of Sharia, then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala just sends down those angels and sends down His nusrat and His help, and how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then destroys the enemy's forces, even though we may be in minority, we may not even have that kind of equipment that they have. So therefore we should make a lot of dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to forgive our weaknesses. Wherever we have gone overboard, or wherever the Muslim Ummah has gone overboard, then we must make dua that Allah Ta'ala make maaf of their zulm also. Because if we are going to do injustice and zulm, then Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and help cannot come. So he says, this is what is happening everywhere, that we are just going across, above board, no limitations. He says, Musalmano utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao. Oh Muslims, now get up and get ready for action. Get ready for action. And whenever we talk about get ready for action, the only thing we think of is that take up arms and go and fight. That's not only the action. Get ready for action means bring those a'mal into your lives. Let us bring those a'mal of Islam into our lives. Too much of talk, too much of talk. Let us now show in our practical lives those things that we are talking about, that we are Muslims. Let people see Islam in our lives, not in the kitabs. In the kitabs it's there, but we have to show them in our lives. Nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka ab bedar ho jao. Now when the whole world is turning against you, when we can see that there is a very, very clear intention of the enemies of Islam to to destroy Islam and the Muslims, and to dominate and to take over their lands, and to grab whatever belongs to them, and to put such fear and such into the hearts of the believers that the believers begin to suffer from slave mentality. They want to put such kind of fear that we have got this and we've got this and we've got that. Now the weak Muslim, he gets scared, he gets frightened, he believes that now we can do nothing. Whereas the person who's got iman and who's got yaqeen and who's got faith and trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he does not look at the forces of the enemies. He will do everything for preparation, he will do everything. That was the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He made preparation for the battle of Uhud, he made preparation for the battle of Trench, he made preparation for all other battles. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself put coat of arms, yet he had the greatest tawakkul in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made use of the technology of that time, whatever was existing, but he educated the sahabas not to have any kind of trust in that, and to put their heart, mind and soul and full trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then victory was from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is the short message for tonight, because it is a zikr majlis. I'm not giving any lengthy bayan here, but this is what we have to understand. Inshallah, if Allah ta'ala gives life and opportunity, we will discuss this again, although I did discuss it in the past in some majlis. But now is again the time to discuss it, that we have to get up from our negligence, from our indifference, from our sleep and slumber, and from our violation of the ahkam, the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, of the trampling upon the Quran and the Sunnah, and the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. We have to now shun all the evils from our lives and turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And therein lies the solution to problems of the individual himself, of the family, of the society, of the nation, and of the Muslim Ummah at large. That is where it starts. Starts from the individual. If all individuals change, then the whole nation has changed. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal.
اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 إلا الله 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 سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو کونوں مکاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو میری ناو کا کیو انہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 آئے نظر ذرہ ذرہ میں صاف تیری قدرت مجھ کو آئے نظر ذرہ ذرہ میں صاف تیری قدرت مجھ کو عالم کثرت بھی ہو جائے آئینہ وحدت مجھ کو باغ جہاں میں تو محسوس اب ہو مثل نکہت مجھ کو مشق تصور اتنی بڑھے جلوت میں بھی ہو خلوت مجھ کو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ اللہ illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah.
Aisa samaja meri nazar mein jalwa tera dekho har so. Aisa samaja meri nazar mein jalwa tera dekho har so. غیبت دم بر کو بھی نہ ہو ہر وقت رہوں رو در رو میرے لیے بازار جہاں ہو سر بسر ایک میدان ہو میرے لیے بازار جہاں ہو سر بسر ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ illallahu illallah 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 ذرہ ذرہ قطرہ قطرہ رتب و یابس بحر و بر ذرہ ذرہ قطرہ قطرہ رتب و یابس بحر و بر نور و نار و جو پستی کفر و ایمان خیر و شر ایک زباں ہو کر یہ سب کے سب دیتے ہیں تیری خبر تیرے آگے ہے چہ ہر شے تو ہی ہے سب سے برتر کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ illallahu illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشق و کامینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشق و کامینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشق و کامینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 اللہ
ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
Brothers, alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his ihsan. Of course, as I've explained many times, that shahadat is of a great status, and there will be shaheeds in any battle between Muslims and their enemies. There will always be shaheeds. But with all the bombing, the incessant bombing of 3-4 days and nights, we just received information that what they have really done is damaged a lot of innocent people's homes, or bombarded them and flattened them. 4 or 5 masajid have also been bombed and destroyed, and yet the imani jazba of the Muslims of the world and the governments of Muslim governments is not coming into action. Allah Ta'ala knows, after looking at the masajid being bombed, still if they cannot get up, then when which other time will they be getting up? Allah knows. But in any case, as far as the Taliban forces are concerned, with all that bombing that they have done over the past four days, day and night, not one up till yesterday, not one Taliban member of the Taliban forces had become shaheed. Subhanallah. And this is reliable information which has come via their embassy that is in Islamabad, and they are in contact with Kandahar and other parts of Afghanistan. So they have said that this is up till this morning, not one member of the Taliban forces had become shaheed. And they are all out. They are fighting the Northern Alliance. They are outside. It's not that they all are hiding or anything like that. But as I said, that even if after some time, if we hear that there are people that have become shaheed, then too we should not lose hope. For the person who becomes shaheed, he is successful too. And the person who remains a ghazi, he too is successful. But those who become hypocrites or munafiqeen and they join the enemy's forces, then of course, even if those enemies become outwardly successful, they are still unsuccessful in the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So let us put our heart, mind and soul into du'as, because this is what they have requested, that we should make a lot of du'a, because they are seeing, and these are their words, that we are seeing the effects of the du'as of the Muslim Ummah throughout the globe for us. So we have nothing, but we believe in Allah Ta'ala and His force and His power and His might. That is what we were reading just now. Tuhi tuho, tuhi tuho. No matter what is outside, thousands of different kinds of conditions. But he says, in my sight and gaze, O Allah, it's just you, you alone, no one but you. So let us make dua with that yaqeen, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the only one who is all-powerful, almighty. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. 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 انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, اے میرے رحیم اللہ, اے میرے کریم اللہ, اے میرے غفار اللہ, میرے ستار اللہ, او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنٹ, موسٹ مرسیفل, کائنڈ, فورگیونگ, لونگ, کیئرنگ اللہ. We know that we have done injustice upon our own souls. Oh Allah, we have done great injustice to Islam and to ourselves. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that we have lost that position of honor and dignity in the world. Oh my Allah, we are being trampled upon like those flowers which have left the branches of the trees. Oh my beloved Allah, those flowers have they fallen on the ground and therefore they are being trampled upon. Oh my Allah, we left those branches of Islam. We left the branches of Islam. Hey, mere pyare Khuda, therefore we are being trampled upon. Mere Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that we are being pushed from pillar to post. Because of our sins that we have got no voice, no power, no authority of any kind. We have become slaves, oh my beloved Allah, of our nafs. We have become slaves of shaitan. We have become slaves of the enemies of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, because of our hypocrisy. Ay Allah, because of our hypocrisy, because of our munafiqat, that we proclaim to be believing in you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We proclaim to be believing in your jannat, in jahannam. We proclaim to be believing in the day of judgment. We proclaim to be believing in you as an all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing Allah. But oh Allah, our actions demonstrate and clearly project and show that we do not have that kind of yaqeen in you. Oh Allah, we just have a vague knowledge and some knowledge of your existence, but we do not have that kind of yaqeen in our hearts. If we had had that kind of yaqeen, then we would have restrained ourselves from all that was displeasing to you, and would have done everything that you have ordered us to do. But oh Allah, who else is there besides you that we can turn towards? Oh Allah, you are the only one that no matter how dirty and filthy we become, but you are still prepared to accept. No matter how dirty and filthy we become, but still you are prepared to accept us sinners, oh my Allah. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Oh Allah, our parents cannot tolerate if we eat the food given by them, if we wear the clothes provided by them, if we use the cars given by them, if we use the cell phones given by them, and then we have to swear them and disobey them, that oh Allah, they too will kick us out of the homes. Lekin mere pyare Khuda, in spite of eating the food provided by you, oh Allah, using the clothes given by you, using the homes given by you, oh Allah, using the intelligence given by you, using the sight given by you, using the power of speech and hearing given by you, oh Allah, using every ni'mat of yours, we are disobedient to you day and night. Oh Allah, openly we disobey you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh Allah, how tolerant you are. Ay Allah, how tolerant you are. Tu kitna haleem hai mere Allah. Ay Allah, tu hame maaf farma de. Ay Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, oh my Allah. Forgive our wives and children, oh my Allah. Forgive the entire ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are pleading on behalf of the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, forgive each and every one. Forgive us our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah,
you dearly love the forgiveness of sins of the sinners. O Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. We are beggars before you, O my Allah. We are not extending our hands of begging before anyone else, O my Allah. O Allah, there is no limit to your treasures. Your treasures are unlimited, O Allah. We are seeking forgiveness from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, tu hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. O Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with health. Bless us with spiritual health and physical health. O Allah, cure us of our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. O Allah, bless us all with peace and happiness. Bless us with contentment and satisfaction. O Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. O Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity and happiness. Change the conditions of fear to that of peace and security. O Allah, change the conditions of fear to that of security. O Allah, change the conditions of weakness to that of strength. O Allah, change the conditions of poverty to that of wealth. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu hum sabko apna bana le. Allah, tu hame apna bana le. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, do not turn away your nigah of rahmat from us because of our sins, oh my Allah, because of our disobedience, oh my Allah, because of our persistence in sins, oh my Allah, because of our arrogance and pride, oh Allah. Do not turn away your nigah of rahmat. Oh Allah, do not turn away your nigah of rahmat. For if you turn away your glance of rahmat from the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then, oh Allah, we will face nothing but destruction. We will face nothing but shame and disgrace. We will face nothing but humiliation. Hey Allah, we will suffer at the hands of our enemies. Hey mere pyare Allah, tujhe chhod kar hum jaye kaha. Oh Allah, who are we going to turn towards besides you? There is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, our lives are in your hands. Our sight in your hands. Our hearing and speech in your hands. Ay Allah, sab kuch tere haath mein. Tujhe chhod kar hum gande jayega. Tujhe chhod kar hum gande jayega. Ay mere Allah, kidhar hum jaye? Tere siwa koi maabood nahi. Tere siwa koi masjood nahi. Tere siwa koi maqsood nahi. Ay Allah, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi sahara nahi. There is no support for us besides your support. Oh Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ay Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ay Allah, hamari madad farma, hamari nusrat farma. Ay Allah, mujahideen Islam ki madad farma. Ay Allah, Kashmir mein, Palestine mein, Afghanistan mein. Ay Allah, sare alam ke andar jahan kahin wo jihad kar rahe hain, unki madad farma. Ay Allah, especially in Palestine and in Afghanistan. Ay Allah, and especially at present in Afghanistan. Ay Allah, the alliance and the coalition all have got together. Ay Allah, they have got just one intention, to destroy the Muslim Ummah. Allah, they've got one intention, to flatten the whole of Afghanistan. Allah, they've got just one intention, to destroy the taqat and the power and the quwwat of the Taliban. Allah, even though some people may have got some disagreement on certain issues, but oh my beloved Allah, this is a time that we are praying to you and we are pleading to you. Ya Allah, that if they are going to be destroyed today, then that will be the end of the Islamic power in this world. Hey, mere pyare khuda, then we will only have to wait for Imam Mahdi. Lekin mere pyare khuda, ye chand jawan hai. Ey Allah, ye chand taliban hai. Ey Allah, ye chand musalman hai. Ke jo sari dunya ke muqable par aa gaye hai. Ey Allah, they have come as an opposition to the forces of the world. Ey Allah, not only the enemy forces, but even the Muslim hypocrites who have joined them. Ey Allah, 55 Muslim countries, aur Allah, ek bhi unke saath hone ke liye tayyar nahi. Ey Allah, ek bhi unke saath hone ke liye tayyar nahi. Ay mere Allah, what a kind of test that is for them. Ey Allah, what a kind of test it is for them. Ey Allah, help them in this hour of predicament. Ey Allah, help them in this hour of difficulty. Ey Allah, strengthen their forces. Ey Allah, give them istiqamat. Ey Allah, give them steadfastness in their deen. Ey Allah, give them the resolution, oh my beloved Allah, to give their lives for the sake of your deen, but not to bargain and barter away their iman. Ey Allah, Musalman hukumat apna Islam bech rahe hai. Ey Allah, just for monetary gain and for material gain, and for Allah, for just post and positions of honor. Ey Allah, just for their kingdoms to remain.
اے میرے اللہ وہ مسلمانوں کے خلاف جم گئے ہیں, اے اللہ تو ان کو ختم فرما, اللہ ڈسٹروائے دی اینیمی فورسز, اللہ ڈسٹروائے دی اینیمی فورسز, اللہ شیک اپ دی اینیمی فورسز, اللہ شیک اپ دیئر ملٹری مائٹ اینڈ پاور, اے اللہ ان کی قوت کو ختم فرما, اے اللہ ان کے جہازوں کو آپس میں ٹکرا دے, اے اللہ ان کے بحری جہازوں کو غرق کر دے, اے اللہ ان کے بم کو انہی کے اوپر گرا دے, اے اللہ ان کے بم کو انہی کے اوپر گرا دے, اے اللہ ان کے آپس میں اختلافات پیدا کر دے, اے اللہ کریٹ ڈیویژنز امنگز دیم سیلفز, اے اللہ کریٹ انمیٹی امنگز دیئر رینکس, او اللہ کاز دیئر بمز ٹو ڈراپ آن دیئر سیلفز, اے اللہ شیک اپ دیئر پینٹاگنز, او اللہ شیک اپ دیئر ملٹری مائٹ اینڈ پاور, اے اللہ سب کچھ قوت تیرے ہاتھ میں ہے, او اللہ آل دی فورسز ان یور ہینڈز, او اللہ دوز ہو آر آؤٹ ٹو ڈسٹروائے دی مسلم امہ, اے اللہ ہیو مرسی آن دی مسلم امہ, اے اللہ امت مسلمہ پر رحم فرما, امت مسلمہ پر کرم فرما, اے اللہ ہاؤ مچ آف انجری اینڈ پین اٹ واز بی کازنگ ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم when he is informed that the Arab states are not prepared to support your deen, they are not prepared to support your Islam, they are not prepared to support your ummat. Hai mere Allah, Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi was troubled in his time by the kuffar, by the mushrikeen, by the yahood, by the nasara, and today we as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are causing him injury and pain. Hai mere Allah, to unko aad aur samud ki tarike se barbaad farma, Allah shake them and destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, the enemies of Islam and the Muslims. Ay Allah, those who are bombing Afghanistan and those who are bombing Palestine. And oh Allah, those who are bombing other Muslim territories. Ay Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Oh Allah, give them hidayat if it is in their muqaddar. But if they are obstinate and they are arrogant and they are proud and they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept Islam and they will be an obstacle for Muslims, and they are going to create problems for Muslims, and they will try and annihilate the Muslim Ummah, then oh Allah, you annihilate them and destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud, like you destroyed Fir'aun, like you destroyed Haman, like you destroyed Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl. Oh Allah, just as you destroyed their quwwat and power, Allah inko bhi to hila de, Allah inko to hila de, Allah inko to hila de, Allah musalmanon ko ek bana de, Allah unki quwwat ko tu jama de, اے اللہ ان کو فرشتوں کے ذریعے سے مدد فرما, help them with your angels, oh my Allah. اے اللہ, you send the ababil with tiny little pebbles in their beaks and you destroyed 60,000 forces, oh my Allah. اے اللہ, who had come on elephants, you destroyed their forces. ابرہا کی قوت کو تو نے ختم کر دیا اور تو نے کعبۃ اللہ کی حفاظت کر لی. اے اللہ, تو آج بھی کر سکتا ہے, تو آج بھی کر سکتا ہے. You are the same Allah, you are the same Allah. No weakness had come in you. We have become weak. You are not weak, oh my Allah. You are that same powerful almighty Allah. Allah, may iman ki quwwat naseeb farma. Allah, give us imani strength, oh my beloved Allah. Allah, teri zaat ke upar tawakkul naseeb farma. Ya Allah, give us tawakkul in you. Ya Allah, teri zaat ke upar tawakkul naseeb farma. Allah, strengthen our iman. Allah, teri marifat naseeb farma. اے اللہ, تیرا یقین نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, تیری ذات عالی پر توکل نصیب فرما. صبر اور شکر والی زندگی نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, قناعت والی زندگی نصیب فرما. پیوریفائی اور ہارٹ فرام آل میلس, فرام گریڈ, فرام پرائڈ, فرام لسٹ اینڈ پیشنس. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, کلین اینڈ پیوریفائی اور ہارٹ. Allah, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. Allah, we have filled our hearts with the love of every filthy thing. Ya Allah, if there's no corner in our hearts, there's no corner for your muhabbat and that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, ab to hamare dilon ko paakiza farma, musaffa bana, mujalla bana, muzakka bana. Allah, hum sabko apna bana. When the time of our death comes, oh my beloved Allah, take us away with iman. Give us shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Tere raah ki shahadat نصیب فرما. اللہ, give us جزا جنت البقی بریل، اے اللہ اور تمام اگر مقدر میں نہ ہو تو جہاں کہیں بھی ہو اے اللہ ایمان کے اوپر خاتمہ نصیب فرما، اے اللہ تیری راہ میں موت نصیب فرما، اے اللہ تیرا قرب نصیب فرما، اے اللہ when the time of our death comes at that time show us some tajalli of yours that our ruh and our soul comes dancing towards you. Ay Allah, every day we are seeing janazas leaving, every day we are hearing of janazas, young, fit, healthy people suddenly depart from this world never to rise again from their graves. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeing the janazas proceed to the graveyard. So many we have shouldered ourselves, but yet we are leading a life of indifference and negligence. Ya Allah, don't let our death be in a casino. Don't let our death be in a disco. Don't let our death be in a cinema or theater. Don't let our death be, oh Allah, in adultery or fornication. Don't let our death be, oh Allah, in watching some filthy movie or some filthy magazine. Oh my beloved Allah, give us your khawf and your khashiyat. Ay mere Allah, maut mubarak farma.
Allah Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, all the duas that he made for us, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, oh my beloved Allah, protect each and every one of us. Ya Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma, masajid ki mehnat qubool farma, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma, mashayikh ki واز و نصیحت آہ و فغان کو قبول فرما. اے میرے پیارے خدا، دار العلوم کو قبول فرما، جتنے مکاتب اسلامیہ ہے اس کو قبول فرما، جتنے بھی شعبے ہیں اس کو قبول فرما، اور خاص کر کے میرے پیارے خدا آج کل جو جہاد افغانستان میں ہو رہا ہے اور پیلسٹائن میں ہو رہا ہے اور دوسرے ممالک میں ہو رہا ہے، ان مجاہدین کو تو قبول فرما، اے اللہ ان کو قبول فرما، اے اللہ ان کو قبول فرما، اے اللہ ان کو ہمت عطا فرما، ان کو قوت نصیب فرما، ان کی غیبی مدد اور نصرت فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اے اللہ، جو ہمارے طلبہ امتحانات لکھ رہے ہیں ان کو کامیابی نصیب کر. All our students who are going to be writing examinations, oh Allah, give them success in their examination. Make them assets for the deen of Islam, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from all the fitnas that are at the schools and colleges and universities. Ya Allah, those who haven't got marriage partners and they are searching for good marriage partners, Allah, bless them with good marriage partners, both the men, women, youth, and young girls, oh Allah, whoever is seeking marriage partner, bless them with good marriage partners who will be an assistant to their deen. And oh Allah, relieve the parents of this great responsibility that is in their heads. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.